For the last two games, your defense was very solid. Was what happened yesterday more a function of just the sophistication, the variety of Andy Reid's offense that maybe kept you guys on your toes? Was that kind of the major reason you see that maybe you weren't totally prepared for everything they threw at you?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you just, you know, give credit to the Chiefs. Andy Reid and his staff, they did an excellent job, obviously, of preparing for the game. Did a good job of you know, executing the game plan. We certainly, obviously, didn't you know, didn't play well enough. We didn't go out and perform well enough. We you know, we obviously got to work harder at some things to improve. I would say our guys, you know, worked hard during the week, and you know, we obviously just didn't perform well enough last night. So we're gonna go back and, you know, back to the fundamentals and get back to some of the things that you know, help us play better on defense.
Matt, Rich Garvin here. You mentioned fundamentals, and Bill did as well, but how does a team get away from not executing fundamentals, and specifically with the defense? It seemed like the tackling was maybe a bit subpar last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think fundamentals is something that we always emphasize. You know, it's definitely something that we're trying to put a high priority on. And, you know, like sometimes in the games when you see breakdown in fundamentals, you got to go back and just reemphasize the points of making sure you're playing with good technique and good proper alignments and fundamental rules there. And, you know, along with tackling, and just reemphasize the points of, you know, being a tackling football team.
I guess as a follow-up to that, it seems like fundamentals is emphasized every day, I'm assuming. You mentioned re-emphasizing it. I'm just, how do you re-emphasize something that's emphasized every day?
Well, I mean, I think that's obviously, you know, the thing that we just got to do. We got to go back and just make sure we're putting enough, you know, points of emphasis on it during the week, and just to make sure that we, you know, everybody understands that we've got to keep working to improve on this every week, and you know, considering the change week to week, and just trying to remember those fundamental techniques that we're working on, and obviously you know, just trying to keep improving everybody that's out there on the field at those techniques.
Ask Bill about getting Brandon Browner back from suspension this week. You know, as a defensive coordinator there, I'm wondering how to be able to reincorporate him into, you know, what the defense has been doing the last 4 weeks here.
Well, I mean, I think we obviously got to, you know, see where he's at, and I'm sure he's, you know, will be anxious to get back with the team. I'm sure his teammates will, you know, be anxious to have him out there working, and we just got to keep plugging along. And obviously, we think we just got to take a look at everybody right now and see how everything fits together and just try to improve as a defense as a whole.
Matt, have you had a chance? You know, obviously, it's a short week, and everyone's time and ability to, you know, look at some of the film, I guess, has probably been reduced a little bit, but have you been able to look ahead at all to Cincinnati and what they've done through 3 weeks so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we had a chance to take a look at them and try to get ourselves in a position to prepare as normal as possible this week. Obviously, they have tremendous skill players, running game, offensive line, and a quarterback that's playing really well right now. You know, the running game, obviously, behind Bernard has been, you know, explosive. They have some guys that can gain, you know, yardage very quickly. Sanu, obviously, AJ Green, some fast guys that are at skill position that come in. And then they do a great job of using their tight ends into the offense, whether they're in their two tight end sets. You know, obviously, Gresham is, you know, a big, long guy that has a big catch radius. You know, the quarterback can get the ball out there to him. And I think their offensive line has done a real good job of, you know, blocking for both in the run game and the passing game right now. So obviously they're, you know, pairing well each week. I think the offense has, you know, an element of the quarterback to it right now, where he's become a threat from a run standpoint also. So, you know, certainly be a challenge there to make sure we keep him you know, from getting a lot of yards there in that situation. So it certainly, you know, will be another big challenge for us this week to, you know, try to stop them. They're skilled players, their run game, and obviously the ability for them to push the ball downfield and, you know, make a lot of plays in the passing game. And very explosive players like Sanu, Green, guys that have, you know, big gains in their offense, and they're obviously doing a great job of not turning the ball over. You know, the quarterback's not getting hit or sacked a lot, so they're doing a good job of first down, of gaining yardage, staying on track, so certainly will be a big challenge for us this week.
Now, I know they've had a lot of turnover on their coaching staff, and I'm just wondering if schematically they've changed much or at all since you guys saw them last season.
You know what? I think there is a lot of consistency, you know, with what they do. You know, they obviously added a couple of new wrinkles in during the off season, but I think it's for the most part there's a lot of consistency in what they, you know, what they've done. The system that's there, that's in place, and obviously, you know, convert with the new staff. So I would say there's a lot of similarities.